Let me check this.
U2T, you running around out in this hot weather? Taking a cool Sunday afternoon and sitting at home, huh?
No, we got the grandkids over. We're going to head up to Paris Mountain in a couple of hours when the day cools off, when the heat breaks a little bit. We're going to go take them swimming up to Paris Mountain there.
Sounds like a good place to go. It might even be a little cooler up there on top of that mountain.
Well, it'll definitely be cooler in the water, that's for sure.
Yep. What, they got a lake up there?
Yeah, a whole swimming area. They got, like, roped off in the water and stuff. It's really nice.
Oh, okay. Sounds good, then. Sounds good. And all. So how's everything else been going with you?
So-and-so.
Much, considering the weather.
The two hottest days or a couple of hot days this week, and then I think it's supposed to cool off about 10 degrees, which would really be nice. I could use a little bit of a break.
Yeah, I think all of us could, and also. Anyway, just thought I'd holler at you and say, have a good day.
What you doing today?
Well, right now I'm sitting here in front of the computer working on a couple of things and trying to get a couple of things done. And then I gotta, and I may go in and watch a ball game in a little while. I don't know what I'm gonna do this afternoon. I'm just basically sitting here right now, just taking it easy, full of clam strips where I went and ate lunch at the seafood restaurant. So, you know, I'm good to go for a while.
Well, I know. I guess you've been watching the news, huh?
Well, not really, but I've been keeping, I get these nice little, Alexa keeps telling me all these good things about what's been going on out there in the world and wanting to know if I want additional information. And I imagine, from what I understand, that was a mess yesterday.
Yeah, I'm glad he's okay. Another millimeter one way, boy, it would have been all over.
And the Secret Service had to shoot and kill one guy and shoot somebody else too. So, and that's what their job is there. That's what they're paid to do.
Wait. All right. Well, be safe, and we'll talk to you soon, there, Rusty. Have a good day. WU2T KB2HXS.
One quick question: you going up to the Hamfest next Saturday?
Where is it?
Oh, heck, what the name is that? What is that place up there? Up above Asheville, the West Cars Ham Fest is up there.
Oh, no, I don't. No, I'm not going to go that far. No. No. We're going to go to Asheville Friday for a day off if I can swing it. Put my car in the shop, get some work done, some suspension work done. Finally going to change all my shocks and struts and everything under there because, man, I tell you, these roads beat the living daylights out of it.
Well, they will. All right, well, you take it easy, and we'll talk to you later. 73s, KB2HXS, W2T.
All right, Rusty, have a good day. KB2HXS will be listening from a distance.
2T and 0GR, and good afternoon, Dave.
I got your text last night, but by that time I'd shut everything down and was headed for the relaxation cycle, you know?
Yeah, well, I thought maybe you might. Well, I didn't intend on staying up very late, but I wound up staying quite a bit later. And ironically, I didn't realize it was CW. I thought it was going to be Ready or something like that. And I got on there and got to looking, and lo and behold, there was Thailand transmitted, and he come back to me, but I wasn't certain because, you know, they're pretty light. You don't hear them very often. So I thought, well, I looked over at my tuner, and it was saying 50 watts or something like that. You know, I thought, nope, I didn't really make that, so I turned on the amp, and I kicked it back on, and it was CW, of course, and went back to him, and he answered on the very next call. I was really surprised to hear them.
was still IARU event going on, the CW part of it, huh?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it was amazing to me. I've never worked that part of the world other than I've worked several down in there, Vietnam and China and stuff like that, of course, but I never heard Thailand, and I don't think I've ever heard Laos. And I've worked all the place where Mount Everest is and all of that, but those places are really hard to get from up here. And then I went ahead and worked a few others, not a great deal, just for the fun of it. And you had to give him your IARU region, of course.
I'm trying to think what hours is for this area. I think it's 8, isn't it?
Yes, sir. And it's 5 for CQ contest, but 8 for this IARU. I haven't looked at it today. We went out and watered the back lawn and changed the water in the chicken house. And then Bernice picked raspberries, and I just got settled down here and was reading some of this stuff on that crazy so-and-so that took a shot at Trump. Boy, he looks like a real geek, let me tell you. Yeah, it was just a few millimeters off, and I heard that was an AK-47. I got to tell you, that's a lot bigger bullet than those ARs shoot. And his dad bought him the gun. If that ain't crazy for a 20-year-old kid to be running around with an assault rifle, but there you have it.
Yeah, well, I can't see what a normal individual needs with a weapon like that. I guarantee you I have no use for something like that. So, you know, it's, I don't know. The world is a crazy place out there.
A lot of friends that have them, especially back up in Kansas, but down here also, and they have the right. But I think that they let the cat out of the bag when they start putting weapons of war in the hands of civilians. Those belong in the military and law enforcement. But I think that, first of all, the Democrats turned down any addition, Mayorkas, they turned down any additional security for Trump. When it was requested, and I think the Secret Service really dropped the ball. They said there was a ladder there going to the top of that building, and he just climbed up that ladder and was within 130 yards, which, with that type of rifle, 300 yards is nothing, and it's a 7.62 by 39 millimeter. It's a big bullet, Rusty. They're not exceedingly powerful, but they're a real killer out to 300 yards, and they can shoot much, much further than that. And, but at 130 yards, even a stupid kid like that would be very, very lethal.
Yep, and I've heard of people buying those things to go shoot, to go hunt deer. That's overkill. And everything. Oh, particularly when you can go kill deer with a bow and arrow. And it makes and things like that work. So, you know, it is what it is out there in this world today. So, anyway, well, let me get back over here what I'm doing. And I got your, like I said, I got your text last night. It's just when I got it, I had shut everything down, gone back in to sit down. Because I had to be up early to go to church, get to church early this morning, because I'm the guy doing the opening and closing at church for this for the month of July. So anyway, and I've got three more Sundays, or two more Sundays to do that. So it's something that keeps me busy, you know.
I think it's wonderful, and you're helping other people at the same time. Go for it. I mean, what goes around comes around. I see that it's 98 degrees, 42% humidity, and feels like 105. So it's disgusting. Anyways, the president's about to speak, or the former president, so they say. So I'm going to go over and listen to that. I get burned out real quick on it. I listened to a little bit of it this morning. But they found bomb-making materials in that guy's car within 500 yards. And he was within, I think, 130. And they dropped the ball. That was a bad place to have that rally. It was a bunch of good, wonderful people, farmers and that. But to allow access to buildings that were within that range, rooftops, was absolutely, they dropped the ball. But kudos to them for their quick action. And I was amazed at how quick they shot that shooter down. And I think that's great, because we don't need that kind of stuff in our country on either side. But they need to cut down on the, oh, he's going to destroy democracy and all of that crap. Both sides. They need to ease off. Anyways, I'm glad he wasn't hurt badly. I'm surprised he's got an ear left after getting hit with a cartridge like that. It was millimeters from killing him. 73's Rusty. Have a great day, and I'll catch you down the line. W2T and 0TR's clear.
Hi, 73's W2T clear.